From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The Guyanese president holds an historic meeting with a delegation from the opposition Working People's Alliance. The government of Montserrat confirms its purchase of Radio Antilles, and umpire John Holder's appeal to stand in the England-West Indies series is likely to be turned down. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's President Desmond Hoyt today met with a six-member delegation from the opposition Working People's Alliance for what was described as exploratory talks. It was the first meeting between the two sides, and a joint statement issued afterwards indicated that the talks had gone well. Relations between the two parties have always been bitter, particularly since the death of WPA co-founder Dr. Walter Rodney. Sharif Khan asked the leader of the WPA delegation, Moses Bagwan, if this meeting was a sign that attitudes are beginning to change.
Our positions at the moment in our analysis of the nature and culture of the PNC essentially has not changed. But objectively, the country is in a state of chaos, insecurity, the economy is collapsing, there's extensive social deprivation, and we are at a critical point in our history. The objective requirement here is an immediate national dialogue which ought to reach a consensus about what measures and remedies to be applied and the kind of democratic, cultural, political, social framework within which the process of economic recovery should take place. Taking that into consideration, the WPA feels obliged and it's a national duty to take an initiative to open up the door for this kind of national dialogue.
So you would say this is a significant step forward?
I think it's not only significant, I think it's historic in that sense, and I think it is our responsibility to do all that we can to create an environment in which the ruling party in this country feels pressured to make essential changes for the betterment of the country.
Well, now that you've met, what are the signals? How do you read the signals?
The signals appear to be promising. There's nothing that happened this morning which would suggest that there is not a potential for an opening to new initiatives and new ideas.
Moses Bagwan of the WPA. President Hoyt was not available for comment after today's meeting. However, our Georgetown correspondent Sharif Khan did speak with sources involved in the meeting. He says they were generally positive about the nature of the dialogue.
They share the optimism of the Working People's Alliance that, you know, the ice has been broken, and they feel that the groundwork has been laid for future consultations and perhaps for a national dialogue.
This seems to be quite a stark contrast to the recriminations that took place after the meeting between Dr. Chetty Jagan, leader of the PPP, and President Hoyt.
The PNC is plugging away at Dr. Jagan's past affinities, or maybe his current affinities with the communist world, and they seem to be making a lot of play, you know, with what is happening in Eastern Europe, saying that Jagan is not willing to change. He wants to take the country back into communism. And he is, you know, he's certainly not somebody who could run the country from, you know, his ideas are outdated. I think what the sharp contrast is, you know, the Working People's Alliance is showing perhaps, you know, an inclination to the president's divestment moves and is a backing, some kind of backing for, you know, turning back to the West, where Chetty allegedly is trying to hold back that process of turning to the West and encouraging encouraging the building of socialism and communism.
Of course, the PCD, the Patriotic Coalition for Democracy, which groups the major opposition parties in Guyana, has long been pressing President Hoyt for dialogue with the PCD. Hasn't, in a way, President Hoyt rather smartly managed to splinter the PCD by meeting the opposition leaders individually?
I think that would be a fair assessment or a fair conclusion, and I think that the opposition parties themselves recognize that. Certainly, the Working People's Alliance has recognized that, and has insisted in its recommendations or its brief that it presented to the president before today's meeting that it would not go or it would not opt for bilateral talks with the president. It is insisting that any national dialogue should be with all organizations, and not only political parties, but the trade unions, religious organizations, and even business groups. And the Working People's Alliance says that it, in fact, sought the permission of the PCD before it went into the talks with the president, and the PCD had agreed and gave the talks its blessings.
Sharif Khan. The government of Montserrat has bought the most powerful radio station in the Caribbean, Radio Antilles. The signing of the purchase agreement from West Germany's Radio Deutsche Welle took place over the New Year holiday. The buyout ends speculation about the future of Radio Antilles, which was in danger of being closed permanently after Deutsche Welle withdrew its funding and then Hurricane Hugo caused extensive damage. Confirmation of the purchase came today when I telephoned Montserrat Chief Minister John Osborne.
Well, the government of Montserrat has bought Radio Antilles with the hope that we will be able to continue the service to the Caribbean.
You say you just bought it.